Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with my co-host, Minister Harold Copeland. And we are in studio today to continue our walk through the scriptures in this fabulous series that is beautifully titled, Reality, Spiritual, or Carnal. And I hope as you've listened and followed with us through this teaching series, that what has been ministered to you in the prior series and with this one today has made an impact in your heart, your mindset, and your lifestyle. These are important to the body of Christ, that a dying, sin-sick world can see how we as believers in Christ Jesus anchor our hope and place our faith in the one true God, God Almighty, who is sovereign, omniscient, omnipotent, and he is almighty in every way, shape, and form. God, our King of kings, our Lord of lords, God, the one true God. So we are super excited to continue in this series, Reality, Spiritual, or Carnal. And Minister Copeland and I will continue. So now we encourage you to come ready, willing, and able, my brothers and sisters, that you would have your Bibles at hand and some resources to take some beautiful notes that you can ponder on as we continue to move deeper in the Word of God so that we can continue to grow and go. This is what it's about, that we grow spiritually. That's part of the title of this series, spiritually, so that we will be a useful instrument to God, useful, not sitting, soaking, and souring, waiting for a time and change. We are to be productive, enduring, resilient, and moving and staying focused, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through the Word of God, that we would be refreshed, empowered, encouraged to hold on to God's unchanging hands. So I'm going to pass this over to Minister Copeland, that we will run fast into the Word of God. Minister Copeland.
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse 16. Hello again, everybody. Shalom. I release the peace of God upon your heart, your mind, and your soul. God bless you. I release the blessings of God upon you, your family, and your household. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, it is an honor, a privilege, a great opportunity. What we look forward to week after week after week after week after week, being in the studio together with you again. We'd like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. We always want you to know that it is an honor to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you, and we thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the truth of the Word of God, God has downloaded revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. This revelation of the knowledge of the Holy Spirit will take you to God's divine purpose and plan for your life. And you too shall stand and proclaim the oracles of God to this lost and dying world. Hallelujah. As we said earlier, we are on this awesome series, Reality, Spiritual, or Carnal. Very important on this journey, this supernatural journey, empowered by the Holy Spirit, founded on the Word of God, taking us into a new life, the resurrection life of Jesus Christ. And the end results is being in the presence of the Father forever and ever and ever. But while we are on this journey, we must be able to realize that we deal with, as believers, spiritual believers, born in the image and the likeness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're now dealing with two types of reality. The first reality we're used to, that of carnality. We grew up in it. Amen. We noticed it when we were unsaved because this reality dominated our lives, controlled our lives, dictate the happenstances of our lives. But as we are born again and born into God's kingdom and are empowered to function out of his kingdom by the power of the Holy Spirit and by his word, we are now under the authority of spiritual reality. And we live our lives according to that is in the spirit and not that's in carnality. In other words, not according to the senses, but according to what God says as he revealed through the Holy Spirit, according to his word, which is his mirror. Amen. And I know that's a mouthful, but we're going to break it down as we step into the teaching. Now, we took last week's teaching to set up this teaching, and we used wonderful scriptures that we can found for our foundation to enter into the teaching. So if you missed last week's teaching, please go back and listen, because the foundation that we set up enhance your understanding as we step into the two different realities. And we begin to walk and live and move in the greater reality that has been given to us by our Heavenly Father. So let's dive right on into the teaching. As you know, we always like to start out by reading our lunch pass scripture. Our lunch pass scripture is one of my favorites. Comes out of the book of Romans, the number 8. And we shall start with verse 5 and read all the way through verse 14. Let us read that.
Romans 8, starting at verse 5, and it reads this way. For those who live according to their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Verse 12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Amen and amen.
Powerful reading. Powerful scripture. You know, if this could possibly be said, and it was, most theologians, Bible scholars, Bible teachers say that this chapter, Romans 8, is the most powerful chapter in the entire Bible. From Genesis to Revelation, it's the most powerful chapter in the entire Bible. And the reason they freely say that, because the focus is on the Spirit of God, and the focus is on our spirit that is one with the Spirit of God. And it shifts from the old, the carnal mindset and the carnal operation, and it takes us, put our focus back into that of the Spirit, which is that of God's Word. And in layman's terms, whatever circumstances and situation we're going through, spiritual mindedness reveals the way God sees the circumstance. No matter what it is, how big it is, how long it's been going on, God always sees us victorious because he has not set us up to fail. Jeremiah 29:11, God said, I know the plan that I have for you, plan to prosper. That's in every circumstance, in every situation, at the mountain, in the valley. You say, it's not of evil. God does not have any evil for us. And he said, plan of a hope, no matter how bad it looks in the carnal or in the natural realm, we have hope. We always have hope. Because our hope lives on the inside of us and not on the outside in a circumstance or situation or even the dependency on others. But our hope is in us and in the form of Christ. The Christ in us is our hope of glory, spiritual reality, over any carnal, hopeless situation. Through the power of God and through the word of God, we shall always prevail. Romans 8:37 tells us that in all these things, we are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. And he's talking the good, the bad, and the ugly. It goes on to tell us that God works all things together, the good, the bad, the ugly, for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. That's you. That's me. That's us. Look around the studio and say, that's us. Those listening by radio, say, that's me. That's us. We are victors and not victims. We're on a journey from glory to glory, from faith to faith, to victory. The victory. It is not because we're all that, but it's because of what our Lord and Savior has already done for us. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, what he has already done for us. And he's all that. And he's all that, and he has done all of that. It's a finished work we're operating in this hour. And because he finished the work and the love that God has for us, we get the benefit for the result of that finished work. And we do not have to be led or dominated by that in the carnal realm. But we can rise up in the high places of God's word and his spirit, and we can soar like the eagle. Above every circumstance, situation, above the mountains, and above the valley. Hallelujah. We can run and not be weary. We can walk and not faint. Because we wait on the finished work of our Lord and our Savior. Now, out of those great launchpad scriptures that was read, we want to go back and read Romans 8:6 to take us in. Romans 8:6.
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Amen.
Amen. Carnally minded. Let's look at carnal minded. Now, carnal mindedness doesn't necessarily mean sinful mindedness. All sin is carnal. All sin is carnal. But not all carnality is sin. I'll say that again. All sin is carnal. But not all carnality is sin. Now, as those in the studio can see, I am holding my keys in my hand. Those listening by radio can't see my keys, but trust me, I have my keys in my hand. Now, my keys are carnal, but my keys are not sin. I say again, my keys are carnal, but my keys are not sin. Now, all sin is carnal, but not all carnality is sin. Carnal means sensual, or of the five senses. I say six, but it's five because I put touch and feel together. So touch, feel, which is one, taste, hear, see, smell. And looking back at my keys, they are carnal because they can be 5 cents in some way. I can touch, feel them, That makes them calm. I can hear them if I shake them. I can hear them. And I can see them. So they are carnal. My kids, they are carnal, but they are not sin. All sin is carnal, but not all carnality is sin. Carnal-mindedness is allowing your mind to be dominated by what you can touch, feel, taste, hear, see, smell. Say that again. Carnal-mindedness is allowing your mind, to be dominated, controlled, to be dominated, influenced, highly influenced by what you can touch, feel, taste, hear, see, smell. We are carnally minded when our thoughts center primarily on the physical realm. We are carnally minded when our thoughts center primarily on the physical realm. If we're focusing all of our attention on the physical realm, all of our minds on the physical realm, we have no room for the spirit. We have no room for spirituality. And now since we're born again, we're spiritual beings. And the way we walk now is by the Spirit. We walk in the Spirit, by the Spirit. We mind the things of the Spirit. In order to do that, we walk in the Spirit, so we do not mind the things of the flesh, of carnality. Now, let's just look into the natural realm. We learn to believe in things we can't see. That's in the natural realm. That's even before we got saved and we had to rise up into the realm of the Spirit by the Word of God and the power of the Holy Ghost. But before that happened, we believed in things we couldn't see. For example, we listened to the radio, and radio waves had to be present for that radio to play. We didn't see the radio waves. They're invisible. But we had the faith and confidence to believe that once we turn on that radio, it was going to play by way of the waves that we couldn't see. But we believe it can happen. The same with the TV. We turn the television on. It takes waves, television waves, for that TV to operate. Amen. We don't see the TV waves. But every time we grab that remote control, we have the confidence that when we push that power button, it's going to come on. And it's by way of the wave, which we can't see. They're constantly around us, and we have faith in them. Even that of a microwave. It takes waves to micro that food quickly. Amen. So we don't have to wait and put it in the stove or the oven and wait forever. We want it now. And we believe those waves are in that microwave, operating in that microwave. And within a minute, we're going to hear a ding. And we pull that food out and we begin to partake quickly of that. We have faith in the natural realm, even in things that we cannot see. Even we wash our hands habitually. Every time we enter the kitchen, we wash our hands. Why? We got germs. We know we picked up germs from somewhere. We don't even know where we got them from. But we know they exist. They're on our hands, and we can't start touching the food or cooking or going in the refrigerator without washing our hands to wash the germs off our hands that we cannot even see. But we believe that they are there. Although these physical things, they can't be seen, we're still aware of their presence in our lives. That's in the natural. But there's an entire spiritual world. Amen. That we cannot see. And there are spiritual realities in our animal being. They exist. spiritual realities. They are beyond our natural perception. Carnal reality can be contact through our natural perception. But spiritual realities are above our natural perception. Our brain and our five senses can't perceive spiritual realities, the spiritual world that is beyond the natural world, and the spiritual world that God born again and placed in our innermost part of our being when we got saved. Our brain and our five senses cannot perceive that. We can get our soul to operate through the Word of God. Through the Word of God, our soul, by faith, can believe things that can't physically be seen. Reality. Spiritual or carnal? Now, spiritual mindedness, I like that because that's where we live now. We're spiritual minded people. We mind the things of the spirit. When we are spiritual minded, we release the flow of God in us. Oh, yes, we do. Amen. When we are spiritual minded, we release the power of God in us and through us. Yes. That complete work, that finished work, that born again, that newness that's in our spirit, when we put our mind on that supernatural spiritual mirror, power begins to flow out of our spirit man into our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our souls imparted into our physical body. And that's what we call the divine flow of God. That's God flowing through us, flowing in us, and flowing through us, through and through. Amen. And until we become spiritually minded, that power, that flow is just shut up in the spirit man. The spirit man is full with that power. But once we begin to mine our minds on that spiritual truth, then that flow out of our spirit begins to flow into our hearts and flow into our minds and flow into our souls. And we put our thoughts on it and our emotions. And it begins to touch our imagination, our intellect, our consciousness, our personality, a divine flow. And in studio right now, I begin to release a divine flow. Amen. And it's just by being spiritually minded. And we rise up and we place our minds on the things of the Spirit, the things on the Word of God. We come in agreement with what God has already done, and we release it out of our spirit, man, and we open up our hearts and our minds, and we let it flow. Amen. Begin to let the divine flow of God flow. Amen. Within this studio, within you, within me. Let that divine flow, divine presence, divine power of God. Amen. The word in Acts 1:38 say, when Holy Spirit come upon you, you shall be endowed. Endowed is like an abundance, an overflow. You shall be endowed with power. Amen. He's not talking about a power that comes from this earth realm, or a power that man can give us, or a power that man could control up. Amen. He's talking about the supernatural power, the spirit of the living God. He said you should be endowed with it. He is talking according to the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that Ephesians tells us is dwelling in us. And when we come in agreement with it, amen, and we believe the word of God that says that God releases that power in us, and we come in alignment with it, and we can say with boldness, because of our faith in the Word of God, I got the power. Somebody say, I got the power. Amen. You will not be lying, because the Word of God says, you shall be endowed with power as the Holy Spirit come upon you. You're just agreeing with the truth. Amen. You're agreeing with spiritual reality. Amen. Not anything carnal. There's nothing carnal that can tell you that you have the power of God dwelling in you. There's nothing in the carnal reality that will say that. But we don't live according to carnal realities now. We live according to the spiritual realities and the spiritual truth that comes from the Word of God. And that reality, that reflection in the mirror, when we look at the spiritual mirror of the Word of God, that reflects perfectly what we have and who we have since we are now in Christ, it says that we have been endowed with power because Holy Ghost has come upon us. It says the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is dwelling in us. That power has quickened us. Amen. And we get our mind to agree with that. And then we can release the power through and through and through and through and through and through. And as Thessalonians say, that I pray God, your whole spirit, amen, the power is already in our spirit, but the power in our spirit, we take it to our soul. You say your whole spirit, soul, and body will become blameless. It's the power, the divine flow of that power flowing through us that makes us blameless. Spirit, soul, and body in the presence of our God. Hallelujah. We become complete. The power of God overtakes us. And the great thing about it, since we are filled with the flow of God's divine power, there's no room for the devil and his influence to come and touch us. You become touched not. That's why God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. So that divine release in the studio, that divine release through the radio, through and through. And what we mean through and through is through the spirit, out of the spirit, through the soul, into the body. And then we take it into the atmosphere. It comes into the physical realm. The divine flow of God. And that's how we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. Because of the flow of the power of God in us. So spiritual mindedness release the flow of God. And I sense the flow because as I come in agreement with the truth, the spiritual truth and the spiritual reality of the Word of God. And I sense the flow of God within me. And I sense the flow of God in the atmosphere in the studio. And I also can sense the flow of God through the radio. And it has nothing to do with us. It's the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of his word. His operation, the way he do things, according to spiritual reality. Spiritual too, not carnally minded. See, carnally minded shut that power off. We have the flow in our spirit, but if our carnal mind is agreeing with carnality, that flow just sits there in the spirit, man. But once that carnal mind is focused on the spirit and the truth of the spirit, that's where the release comes. Amen. We're no longer double minded. Both minds, the mind in our spirits and the mind in our heads, come in agreement. And now we're single-minded. And when we're single-minded, the spiritual truth and realities are released, and they flow through us. So you can do, we can do this like a mathematical form, you know, a mathematical formula. In simplicity, you know, we learned 1 + 1 = 2. And we can set this up like carnal-mindedness, death. And spiritual-mindedness equals life and peace. Amen. I don't know about you, but it's not hard for me to discern which one of those formulas I want. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I want the spiritual mindedness that equals life and peace. Amen. I don't want death. Amen. God has not promised me death. He has not promised you death. But he has promised us a life. Jesus said, I came that you may have life and that life more abundantly. That's our portion. Look at somebody and say, that's our portion. Abundant life is our portion. Amen. Look at somebody else and say, abundant life is our portion. Let's look at death. You know, death is more than the spirit leaving your body, and your body is like lifeless, and you go to the process, the burial process. No. Death refers to anything that's a result of sin. Anything that's a result of sin is death. And as I say, it's not limited to the ultimate physical death of our bodies. Death can include all death progressive effects. There's a lot of progressive effects. Sadness is death. Amen. Don't nobody want to be sad. Loneliness, that's death. No one want to be lonely. Bitterness, that's death. Don't nobody want to be bitter, and if a person want to be bitter, don't nobody want to be around them. They're going to be alone. Don't nobody want to put up with that. Bitterness is death. Illness, sickness and disease, going through that, that's death. That's a death process. Poverty is death. Will God want me poor? That's nowhere in the word of God. God say, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. So the bottom line is, in this fallen world, if we are dominated by our natural senses, it's going to produce death in our life. I just say it again. In this fallen world, if we're being dominated by our natural senses, it's going to produce death. But spiritual mindedness produces life and peace. Let's go to the book of John. Chapter 6, that's John chapter 6, verse 63.
John 6:53, Minister Copeland, or 63?
63.
John 6:63. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Amen.
Amen. That's the word of God he's talking about. And if you follow us on a regular basis, we know that the word of God is a spiritual mirror. A spiritual mirror that reflects perfectly who we are. Now since we are born again. Now since we are in Christ. And if we want to know our new nature, our new identity, our new position in Christ, we have to look into the spiritual mirror of the word of God. Let it reflect the spiritual truth and the spiritual reality. And our job is just to believe the reflection that we see. because spiritual truth, that spiritual reality that is reflecting into our hearts, is reflecting perfectly our new identity that God has given us in Christ Jesus. When our thoughts are dominated by what the Word says, we are spiritually minded. Write that down. When our thoughts are dominated by what the Word says, what God's Word says, we are spiritually minded. It doesn't matter what our physical circumstances might be. It doesn't matter what our physical situations might be. It doesn't matter how big the mountain is, how low the valley is, who didn't come out of that sickness, how long it's been going on. If we are spiritually minded in those circumstances and situations, God will keep us in perfect peace. Let's go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26, verse 3.
Isaiah 26:3, you will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Amen.
Amen. We can always be in perfect peace in every circumstance, in every situation. Even to give us a bad report, we can stay in perfect peace. Even if the X-ray reveals something horrific, we can stay in perfect peace. If we just keep our mind on God, keep our minds on what the Word of God says. If the doctor say cancer, let's go to the book of Isaiah. Chapter 53, verses 3 through 5. In the carnal realm, he spoke carnal reality and carnal truth. But Isaiah is speaking spiritual reality and spiritual truth. Isaiah 53, 3 to 5. Let us read that.
He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and attained with grief. And we hide, or we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Amen.
Amen. See, in the carnal reality, in the carnal truth, the doctor said cancer. Now, Isaiah is prophesying because this is before the cross. Jesus has went through that, but Isaiah being a prophet, amen, he foresaw it by the Spirit, and he was letting us know the spiritual realities and the spiritual truth that God has available for us when the doctor began to speak to us in the realm of carnality. And Isaiah said that by his stripes we are healed. That's the way we're going to get healed. Amen. It takes faith. Glory to God. And it's not a mental, intellectual understanding. Amen. But it's so knowing that you know 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 that spirituality is greater than carnal realities and truth. And that spiritual realities and spiritual truth speaks louder than that's in the carnal realm. And everything in the carnal realm is subject to the power of spiritual realities and spiritual truth. And by faith, spiritual realities and spiritual truth can make every carnal reality and carnal truth line up to the truth of the word of God, the truth that has been released out of God's kingdom. Amen. One more truth. Let's see what First Peter has to say to that doctor in that x-ray. Let's see what Peter has to say to it. First Peter chapter 2. Verse 24. Let's see what Peter talking about according to spiritual realities of spiritual truth against the natural realities and natural truth that were presented by that doctor. First Peter 2:24.
Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Amen.
Amen. And notice Isaiah said, by his stripes we are. See, the cross hadn't happened yet. He was prophesying it. But look closely at Peter. Peter said, we were. Peter is after the cross. And he said, that's the way it happened according to the Spirit. It's reality. Spiritual or carnal? And Peter said, according to spiritual reality, we were already, past tense, healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. As our minds stay on God, our soul agrees with his Spirit. Our soul agree with our spirit, and God's peace is released into our souls and our body. Our born-again spirit is always in perfect peace. It's just a matter of drawing it out. Well, somebody may say, well, I don't have that peace. Because, Minister Copeland, I heard you say born again, and I'm not born again. I haven't been saved. I haven't received the opportunity to. Well, God bless you, because this is your day. This is your moment. This is your hour. This is your time. The Spirit of the living God is here, and he always draw hearts and minds back into the heart and mind of our Father. And it's just the way we do it here, because we're a salvation ministry. And the Holy Spirit always shows up in every series. And when he show up, I know what to do. I stop. I drop. And I pray. And I turn it over to Minister Kenita Smith, who has been highly anointed of God, to take us to the foot of the cross, that we may get the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. That's just the way we do it here. Not by power, not by might, but by God's Spirit. Minister Smith?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Minister Copeland is right. This is how we do it here on Mission from the Heart. We continue to extend Jesus Christ to you on every broadcast. For those who are first-time listeners, for those who may not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of their sin, we do not to ignore or just assume that every listener to the broadcast from across the world is a born-again believer in Christ Jesus, that they've all accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Now, we want to give this ministry, allow this ministry to be an opportunity, to give you an opportunity to say yes to Jesus Christ and to surrender your heart to him in all humility and humbleness in the manner that you know how, that we come at the feet of Jesus saying, yes, Lord, yes, amen. So we want to partner together as brothers and sisters in Christ, as those who love you because God loved us first. We want to partner with you in prayer that you would take this opportunity seriously, seriously, because God has set it aside for you to come to know him intimately, personally, with a whole heart, not half-hearted, not hitting it sometimes and quitting it another time. No, continually, fervently, through prayer and supplication, trusting him, allowing him to shape you and mold you, as we've heard through the word of God today, having a mindset of spiritual carnal. This is where God wants his children to be thirsting after him, hungering after him through his word. And now it's the time that we take on Mission from the Heart for that to happen. First, through acceptance of salvation, saying yes to him, and then discipleship through small groups or Bible study broadcasts that help us grow and go in grace, that we would be eating the meat of his word, and from milk of the word to eating meat of the word, meaning becoming mature in the word of God, that now you are being used in the fullness of God, that it flows, according to Minister Copeland, in the study today, the divine flow of God is moving and operating in and through you by way of the Holy Spirit, that the fruit of the Spirit that are in you are now full grown in and coming through you. Fruit of the Spirit may be a first time to some hearing it, but most of the brothers and sisters in Christ are familiar with that: love, joy, peace, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, patience, long-suffering. These are fruit that are making manifestation within you, that they would show through you, my brothers and my sisters. This is coming to a full maturity of a believer in Christ Jesus. As we journey through this barren land, yes, we have to journey through. We don't stay. We journey through it. But as we journey through, Minister Copeland, through our lesson today, is teaching us how to stay rooted, sure-footed, anchored in spiritual mindset. And this is where the Lord God wants us to be, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. This is a joy to know that God is shaping and molding us. It is a rejoicing moment, a shout of praise, a hand clap of praise for us to come together to glorify him, adore him in praise and worship, singing unto him. So this is what we do together as brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, as we go to the feet of Jesus in prayer, we ask that you humble your heart, prepare your mind, hallelujah, prepare your mind for it to be in one with him. Now, you'll understand that as you continue to grow, but right now, do the best you know how. As a little child coming to his father, making his request known. Now, it's my words, but your heart, my brother, your heart, my sister, to make your petition known unto God, and that is to surrender it all to him, your life, your old way of thinking, manner of talking, that you surrender your whole self to him in thought, word, and deed. Hallelujah. So now, as we go to the feet of Jesus in prayer, follow with me as we simply make our petition. Now, my brothers and sisters, partner with me. We need you to pray with us for them who are giving their heart to Christ. So let's pray. Father God, here I am. Here I am at your feet. I need thee every hour of the day. Oh, how I need thee. I know you loved me first, and I'm here at your feet saying, I love you. I love you as my Messiah. I love you as my Redeemer. I love you as my salvation. I trust you, Lord Jesus. I trust what you have done on the cross for me. You hung there. You bled. You died on that old rugged cross for me and my sins. You didn't have to, Lord Jesus, but you did. And I'm so forever grateful for what you did for me. You paid my debt. And I'm grateful and thankful. Thank you, Lord Jesus, as I surrender my hands outstretched to the heavens, saying, here I am, Lord. Here I am, thanking you so deeply inside my heart, saying, here I am, Lord, here I am. Lord, I receive by faith, I believe by faith your amazing grace and your mercies on me brand new every day. Come to you as a child to their father, saying thank you. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for holding me and protecting me. Thank you for nudging me and speaking to me. Thank you, Lord God, for hiding me in the shadow of your wing. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord, yea, God, for what you have done, my brother and my sister. We are so excited because you today now have given your life to Christ. Mark this day as the new day, born again, new creature, saved by God's amazing grace. Hallelujah. Now that you know that you know that you know that you are in the household of faith. We say the ark of faith, if you will, the salvation of faith, if you will. You are a born-again believer, child of God. Praise ye the Lord. This is exciting to all of your brothers and sisters in Christ. We rejoice with you. We shout with you the praises of God. Now we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church within your community, that you would continue to grow and go in grace, but be baptized by submersion of water, that you would let this dying world know, I am a child of God. Hallelujah. That you would seek out a Sunday school class of some sort, you know, or a small group, and continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio, that we would all grow together simultaneously. God's amazing hand does that in and through us, that we grow and come to an understanding of his word, and that you would be used by him. Hallelujah. Now we ask that you stay in fervent prayer, seeking the word of God, hunger and thirst for him, and that we will all be in one accord with him. Praise God. Now I'm going to give it over to Minister Copeland, that we will celebrate you together with rejoicing and shouting and agreeing that this is a day that God certainly has set aside for you to come to know him. Minister Copeland?
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank God for my brothers and sisters coming into the family of God. And we rejoice that the Holy Spirit destroyed the plan of the enemy off of your life, and he has no more authority, no more power over you, that you are free. You are free to seek out God's plan for your life. You are free to move in the power and the authority of the Spirit of the living God. And now you have been ordained and sealed to go and rescue others that is still walking under this deception of the enemy. And we are here to help you, and we will empower you with the word of God and open your eyes to see the power that God has given you to accomplish what he has called you to do. Amen. We love you. We welcome you into the family. We thank God for your life, and we pray that you join us next week, that we may open up more truth concerning reality, spirit, arcana. And may the grace of God go before you. May the peace of God rest and abide in your hearts. And may the love of God overflow out of every one of us. Others may come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. I thank God for you. I love you in Jesus' name. Minister Smith.
Praise God. Praise God. Always remember, my brothers and sisters, the grass wither, and we know the flowers fadeth away, but the Lord God's word will remain forever and ever and ever. God bless you, and we will meet you again on Mission from the Heart Radio.